This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXIX Good vs. Evil on February 6th. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. If you are in need of any type of legal assistance and you are in the Tampa Bay area, you can call Brandon Legal Group or you can go on their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, and request a free consultation. It's that simple. brandonlegalgroup.com, or the phone number is 844-4BLG4ME. Full service law firm. Don't ask, well, what type of law do they specialize in? If you need legal assistance of any type, they can help you with it. During the pandemic, there have been a lot of needs for family law. Brandon Legal Group can help you with that. But if you have needs other than family law, you can reach out to Brandon Legal Group for assistance. 844-4BLG4ME or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Look forward to seeing the guys from Brandon Legal Group, guys and ladies from Brandon Legal Group at the golf tournament next Saturday. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, huge supporters of my podcast, and also Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. My mentions of Papa John's of Tampa Bay the last couple weeks have just been get well wishes for a terrific guy that I know working for Papa John's of Tampa Bay with the stores locally owned and operated. And that's Mike Lentz, who I play golf with. I speak to regularly. He plays in our fantasy football leagues. Plays in a podcast league for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. When I upgraded my driver, Mike Lentz needed to upgrade his driver. He's now using mine. That's the kind of relationship I have with Mike Lentz, and he is so supportive of so many things that I do and so helpful. He wasn't feeling well recently. He was back at work this past weekend. I popped in his store on West Waters in Tampa today to see that big smiling face, and all is good. Mike, good to see you back. Look forward to seeing you at the golf tournament. That's all I want to say about Papa John's of Tampa Bay in this podcast. Is it's nice to see Mike Lentz back at work, and I'm looking forward to seeing him knock it around at my golf tournament next Saturday. All right, the email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you, Greg Barker. Speaking of fantasy players, Greg plays in the fantasy football leagues. Greg plays in the golf tournaments. Greg, look forward to seeing you at the golf tournament next Saturday. Greg had some good comments on the email about the coaching carousel, both pro and college. And Greg, I want to get to it. I think all the chairs are settled about this point. I've just had other things before I get to that, but it's coming. There is a Toddcast coming about some of my thoughts about what's going on with coaching, the good and the bad. And I got to figure out a way to say something else that is an observation that I have about what's going on, I got to figure out the right way to express a very simple point about some things going on with the hirings of head coaches for various football jobs. But I'll get to it, Greg. It's just not happening today because you already knew where this podcast was going based on something that was posted on one of your social media pages and something that I've seen on social media pages for some time now. So here's the quick lead up. So when sports resumed after the hiatus and sports pushed forward in the pandemic, so we had the NHL playing in multiple bubbles. The Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup. We had the NBA playing in one bubble at Walt Disney World, and the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA Finals. Baseball did not use a bubble. Many criticized them and said it wouldn't work. Baseball kept pressing on, got it done by playing in home stadiums, albeit empty ones, and through the first round of the an expanded playoffs, and then they went to bubbles for the remaining rounds of the playoffs and even had some fans for what, the National League Championship Series and the World Series, unlike the NHL and the NBA. So ironically, you had the city whose NHL team won the Stanley Cup, made the World Series, and was playing the city whose NBA team, one of them, the Lakers, won the NBA Finals in the World Series, the Rays and the Dodgers. The Dodgers won that World Series. So through those first three major sports, you had LA and Tampa Bay dominate. Tampa Bay doesn't have an NBA team, although the Raptors are playing in Tampa because they can't cross the border and teams can't cross the border to play them. But the point being, the first three major sports to resume and hand out titles in the pandemic, the titles were won for by either Tampa Bay or Los Angeles. Los Angeles got two of them. Tampa Bay got one of them. Tampa Bay lost one to Los Angeles in the World Series. Just for these purposes of the argument I'm making, the college football championship does not apply here because you're not dealing with major market cities. You're dealing with smaller cities, college towns, and oftentimes large college towns built up around these particular universities. The one common element was the Lightning were one of the favorites this year in hockey. The Lakers were one of the favorites, obviously, with LeBron James in the NBA. The Rays were the number one seed in the American League. The Dodgers were the number one seed in the National League. Favorites have done very well. So those who said before sports restarted, who have kept doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and even more down, that this was all going to fail, and even if it didn't, the results shouldn't matter. Yeah, they're full of shit because the best teams are winning. And it might be an even more more of an even playing field than it ever was based on some of the elements involved. So those that kept making those arguments and were rooting against sports and saying, well, you can't compare pandemic results to other results in sports, I'll say it again, bullshit. And college football played out that way as well, with the playoff including the exact four teams I told you a month and a half before the playoff was decided would be in there, whether you liked it or not, and Alabama won the whole thing. But let's get to where we are with the Super Bowl. The LA Rams didn't make the NFC Championship game. I was kind of privately rooting for them to do so, so we'd have another LA versus Tampa Bay matchup, since LA and Tampa Bay hold the three significant titles leading up to the NFL getting to this point. Rams put up a good fight at Green Bay, gave up that long pass to Lazard in the fourth quarter, and that was pretty much it. But the Rams were a very worthy opponent, and Green Bay saved their annual January shit game for their performance the next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who took full advantage of it. So here we are with Tampa Bay and Kansas City. Kansas City, the defending champions. Mahomes is what, 25-1 in the last 26 games that he started and finished. And Tom Brady's on the other side with now 10 Super Bowl appearances. While normally when I talk about some things in the Toddcast, I don't make them, and I hope by talking about Los Angeles doing so well in sports since they resumed in 2020, I'm focusing on something I've been seeing and hearing a lot in Tampa for a number of months now. And it's on social media. That's where it's most prevalent, but it represents an attitude in the Tampa Bay area that I honestly think is pathetic. There's something called the USL Championship, a professional men's soccer league in the United States that began its inaugural season in 2011. So it's been around for barely 10 years. The USL is sanctioned by the United States Soccer Federation and by definition is a Division II professional league since 2017, placing it under Major League Soccer, which is Division I, in the hierarchy. Now, the USL is headquartered in Tampa, so that might have something to do with what I'm bringing up. There are people in Tampa who aren't satisfied with praising just the recent runs of the Lightning to winning a Stanley Cup in a league that's been around nearly 100 years. The Rays for winning the American League Championship and going to their second World Series in franchise history in Major League Baseball, a league that's been around for over 100 years. And the Buccaneers now reaching their second Super Bowl in a league that's been around for 101 years. That's not good enough for these people I'm about to talk about. And for months they've been doing this. Anytime they hear someone praise how good Tampa Bay sports is by mentioning the three major sports entities of the Tampa Bay area, the Lightning in the NHL, the Rays in Major League Baseball, the Buccaneers in the National Football League, they want to correct you and say, no, there's a fourth team that's right there with those other three, and it's the Tampa Bay Rowdies. That's wrong. Don't dumb it down. That's apples and oranges. That is inferior. I'm not telling you it's irrelevant. It doesn't compare to the other three. The other three leagues where Tampa Bay's teams have produced either a champion of the league, one is to be determined in a little over a week, or reaching the finals of their sport, as the Rays did, those leagues have been around for 100 plus years. And each of them, for their sport, represent the best players on planet Earth for that sport. Major League Baseball is considered the top baseball professional league on the planet. The National Hockey League is considered the top professional hockey league on the planet. The National Football League is considered the top American football league on the planet. I want to differentiate between the game many call football internationally and what we all know as American football. I don't want you to catch me in semantics here. So let me review again. MLB, been around 100 plus years. Best players on the planet play Major League Baseball. NFL, been around 101 years. Best players on the planet in that sport play in the NFL. NHL, best hockey players on the planet play in the National Hockey League, which has been around roughly 100 years. I'm sorry, you want to make this pathetic Rowdies argument again? With a league that's been around barely 10 years and is a Division II level professional league only since 2017, beneath the level of Major League Soccer, where the Tampa Bay Rowdies have applied for membership and were quickly turned away. They can't get in to MLS. And I had someone a long time ago tell me the level of play of the MLS is probably anywhere from 3 to 5 steps below the level of play of the best players in that sport, whether you call it international football or soccer, don't play in the MLS. Now, some do come to the MLS to play, but they do it for different reasons. You cannot compare a Rowdy's accomplishment to the accomplishments of the Lightning, the Buccaneers, and the Rays. It's a fucking insult to the Lightning, the Buccaneers, and the Rays. Don't dumb it down with your stretch. Stop it. Here's the only thing I know about the Rowdies and this USL championship. The final game wasn't even played. I know it wasn't played for COVID reasons, but do you really think if there were any COVID issues at the last minute in Edmonton, the NHL wouldn't have found a way to complete the Stanley Cup playoffs and award the Stanley Cup? The answer is no. Do you think had anything like that happened in the bubble at Disney involving the Lakers or their opponent, the Miami Heat, that the NBA would have just said, you know what, we're good. We'll just have the Lakers win the West, the Heat win the East. We won't reschedule. We're good. No. No fucking way. You think Major League Baseball, and a lot of this is brought up, how Justin Turner was pulled out of Game 6 because of a positive COVID test. But do you really think if the Rays, say, had left Blake Snell in the game and forced a Game 7, that baseball wouldn't have played that Game 7 and just said, you know what, for safety reasons, we're just going to call it a draw. Yeah, baseball did that in an all-star game about 20 years ago. How did that reflect on the sport and Bud Selig, the commissioner? And do you really think the NFL would not play the Super Bowl if something happened in the next 7 to 10 days involving a Chiefs player, a Chiefs coach, a Bucks player, a Bucks coach, or something? Do you really think the NFL would just say, nah, we don't need to play the Super Bowl. They're all winners. No way. So for those of you in Tampa who are trying to compare the Rowdies from an inferior professional league, not sport, an inferior professional league, the league they play in does not include the best players on the planet for their sport. The NFL does. Major League Baseball does. NHL does. Stop the comparisons. Stop the stretch. Stop correcting people. Stop dumbing down. Stop insulting the Rays, the Lightning, and the Buccaneers with your Rowdies. It does not compare. It does not compare at all. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Good to see you, Mike Lentz. We'll be back with another Todd Wright Toddcast in a few days. Thank you very much for listening. Talk to you soon.